From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Officials say rescue operations will start again at a West Virginia coal mine after poisonous explosive methane gas is pumped out. Four miners are still trapped. 25 are dead after the explosion there, which West Virginia Governor Joe Manchin describes as huge.
Rescuers were telling us what it did to the railroad tracks and twisted some of them like pretzels. So that's a tremendous force.
The mine about 30 miles south of Charleston has a worse-than-average safety record. Massey Energy owns the mine. It's the leading mining company in the state. Seven explosions have rocked the Iraqi capital just days after a triple car bomb attack hit several embassies in Baghdad. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports at least 35 people have been killed, 140 are hurt.
Some of the improvised bombs packed enough explosive power to bring down buildings across the western side of the Tigris River that divides the city. One of the attacks hit nearby the Ministry of Culture, but authorities saw no clear pattern in the targets. Violence in Iraq is surging as negotiations over government formation drag into their second month. Iraq's elections on March 7th produced no clear majority in the parliament, and complicated coalition building between Shiites, Sunnis, and Kurds may last for months. American military officials had warned that a prolonged deadlock could result in a power vacuum that insurgents can exploit. Nonetheless, the Obama administration appears to be going ahead with plans to withdraw 45,000 soldiers from Iraq by the 1st of September. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Baghdad.
Republican National Chairman Michael Steele faces staff departures after last week's scandal involving a GOP donors event at a bondage-themed nightclub. NPR's Peter Overby reports Steele's problems continue despite his attempts to reassure major contributors.
Steele put out a statement that he's doing all he can to ensure the RNC's money is used, quote, in the best possible fashion. A fundraising staffer was fired last week after paying $1,900 for a party for some RNC Young Eagles donors. It was at a Hollywood nightclub with a leather and bondage theme and simulated sex shows. The publication Politico reports that a key fundraiser has walked away from the RNC. Missouri businessman Sam Fox is one of the party's most prolific money men and is well connected with other establishment donors. And Chief of Staff Ken McKay, a longtime associate of Steele's, resigned late Monday. Steele also faces complaints over a new hire, a fundraiser who was fined 3 years ago for misusing money at a political action committee where he worked. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
British Prime Minister Gordon Brown says voters will go to the polls on May 6th. Conservatives are mounting a major challenge to Brown's Labour Party, which has been in power for 13 years. The latest polls show conservatives ahead. This is NPR News. At least 73 policemen are dead after an attack by Maoist rebels in India. As NPR's Philip Reeves reports, the attack happened shortly after daylight in a remote and hilly forest in central India.
The area is part of the so-called Red Belt, a vast sweep of rural India where Maoist rebels are active. Hundreds of insurgents reportedly ambushed a convoy of paramilitary police in the state of Chhattisgarh, first setting off a landmine and then spraying them with gunfire. The number of dead police, already estimated at dozens, is expected to rise as some were badly injured. India's government considers the Maoists the most serious threat to the country's internal security and is carrying out a military offensive against them. In recent months, the leftist rebels have kidnapped and killed officials, blown up schools and railway tracks, and attacked security forces with raids and landmines. Today's attack appears to be one of the bloodiest in the history of India's Maoist insurgency and means there'll be more pressure on the government to take effective action. Philip Rees, NPR News, New Delhi.
The U.S. is reported ready to unveil a plan to limit the circumstances under which it might use nuclear weapons. The third nuclear posture review since the end of the Cold War 20 years ago would reportedly guarantee protection to U.S. allies, but it also reflects President Obama's push for a world free of nuclear weapons. Russia says it reserves the right to withdraw from a new strategic arms treaty with the U.S. It's still waiting for ratification by legislators in both countries. Russia's foreign minister Sergei Lavrov says if Russia decides a U.S. missile defense shield now planned for Romania is a threat, that could spell the end of the treaty to reduce nuclear arsenals. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.